and welcome. Thank you for your interest in the Sarotec Ambassadors Club. We hope that this information will be useful to you as you tell others about Sarotec products. It was shared at a Sarotec Ambassadors Club meeting in a SAMNet chat room. This recording is a recreation of that information. If you'd like to be kept up to date on any upcoming events for ambassadors, or if you have questions or would like to share information with others, please feel free to subscribe to the Sarotec Ambassadors Club forum. It is available only for Sarotec ambassadors. So if you are listening to this and you have not signed up, you would need to do that first before subscribing. I'd like to share information with you that falls under three basic headings. First of all, we're going to talk about what not to do. We're going to talk about keeping records, and then what essentially to do, or how to more easily share your link with other people. It is vitally important that if you give someone your link, that you make sure they know that they need to purchase through your link. If they do not, we will be unable to credit you with that particular sale. Let's move on into more specifics of things not to do. We really want you to share Sarotec products with others because you enjoy them. So it's important to not make this a high-pressure thing. You'd want to avoid saying things like, "I would consider it a personal favor if you would try this." The benefit really will be to those who try it and find that it meets their needs. There's no need for pressure because it is our hope that the products will sell themselves, especially with a little input and a little knowledge from you. If you are calling the person, be sure not to call too early or too late. If you know, for example, that they are not a morning person, you wouldn't want to call extremely early. If you live on the East Coast and you are contacting a friend of yours who lives on the West Coast to tell them about Sarotec, please keep that time difference in mind as well. If you are sending an email, you want to send to only one person at a time. An exception to this might be if you've spoken to a computer group about Sarotec's products, and the computer group has an email list connected to it. You could send your link to a list like that, but it is important first to get the permission of the moderator before you do that. You don't want to make it about you when you're telling people about Sarotec. You don't want to say something like, "You know, I'm using this program, and if I tell other people about it and they buy it, then I get something, and, you know, if you buy it, then you could sell it and you could get something back." You don't really want to make it about that, because that's just money changing hands. It's a gamble. What you want to tell them is what the products have done for you. For example, you might say something like, "I'm a student and I love DocuScan Plus because I can look at things I've scanned in my dorm room, in my classroom, in the library, anywhere that I go. I can access them from multiple computers." Or you could say something like, "I'm a grandma and SAMNet has the socializer and I can chat with my grandchildren through Facebook, or I can talk to them over Skype." So you want to make it personal. There are people who will push and who will ask how much you get, but you really, if at all possible, just want to make it about the products, because that is what will last and what will be most useful to people. So let's talk a little bit about keeping records, which is for some nearly as fun as things not to do. But keeping records is really important because if someone says to you, you know, you're contacting me about Serotech in, let's just say, January, and it's right after the holidays, and I have no money, but I might be interested in this if you would check with me in April when I've gotten my tax refund back, then we can talk some more. So you will want to keep track of those people that you've contacted and how you've contacted them, whether email or phone, or whether you've seen them in person at some sort of meeting. And there are as many ways to do this as there are people. Some people use the notes feature of SamNet, and they make individual text notes or voice notes. And you can also do this from the standpoint of when you last made contact or when you need to make contact. For myself, I like to do it based on when I need to make contact. So if I need to call someone on March 2nd, and I were doing this using the notes feature of SamNet, I might start my note by saying, March 2nd, call so-and-so. Some people put the information on a calendar. Others have a folder containing many files, and the file names are dates. So in that case, I might have a file called March 2nd, and when I open it, I can find the name of the person or the names of the people that I need to contact on that date. Some people keep calendars in Braille in large print. Some do it on the computer. Some use a digital recorder. Whatever works for you, as long as you have a way to know when you've contacted people. If you know that someone you have contacted is in the middle of a trial, you might want to call them to find out if they have questions. And when I've talked to people about this one-on-one, that's usually when they start to feel uncomfortable. They have this fear that if they call to find out if someone has questions, that person might ask a question they don't know. It's very important, when you can, to be as knowledgeable as you can. Still, not everyone knows everything. So here are a few pointers. You may not know the answer, but if you know where to find it, that will help. One of the best sources for answers is our help files. You can find them from within SamNet, or you can go to www.samobile.net/help. And there you will find the help files for all of our products. Also, know that technical support, customer service, and sales are only a phone call away, and we're happy to answer any questions that you might have or that the people you're speaking to might have. Please feel free to contact us. We'll be happy to help. And full contact information will be given at the end of this audio. If someone that you have told about products has purchased and they've used your link, and you know this, now you may not always know, but if you know, it's really nice to follow that up with a thank you. Whether you call or email or text, or you thank them in person the next time you see them, it's a nice thing to do. It also could conceivably benefit you if that person decided to purchase other products in the future. Now, for the area where we get the most questions. The questions are usually something like, okay, I have this link. Now, I don't really know what to do with it. I don't know where to share it. I don't know how to get it out there. And there are lots of ways that you can share your information. You can email to an individual. It's better, really, if you can email one person at a time. You can copy and paste so that you are not writing the same thing over and over. But each person likes to feel that he or she is the recipient of one-on-one attention. So sending an email to individuals will accomplish that. When we talked about things that you should and should not do, one of the things we talked about was you shouldn't send mass emails. One of the ways, though, that you can get your message out to a large group of people is to put your link in your signature. You can set this up so that it doesn't have to be retyped each time. But when you send an email, your signature is automatically in. I would encourage you, if you do this, to put a brief explanation. If you just have your name and then you have the link, people are less likely to go to that site. But if you say, learn about Saratech's exciting products, or for information on the technology I use for work, play, and productivity, click here. You can do anything with that. And that is a way to get your information out to a wide variety of people. It's also a way to do it that is not considered offensive. Even, for example, if you are posting to a list whose topic is strictly guide dogs, for example. Because this is in your signature and it follows your name, it is perfectly appropriate to post that on an email list. Of course, you wouldn't want to just send a blank message. You want to have content to contribute to the list, and then just let your signature be a natural outgrowth of that. If you have a personal website or a blog, and if you have a membership to SAMNet, you have access to both of those, you can share your link there as well. On one website that I'm familiar with, the person has a link where you can go and read about all the technology that is used by this person. And in there, they have their Saratech Ambassadors Club link. Another really good place to put it is on social media, like Twitter, Facebook, etc. Again, you'll want to put a little bit of an explanation, even just something as simple as Saratech's website. If you send a link with no explanation in a blank message, it will look like the attempts at hacking that are often sent out, where just a link is given, and clicking on that link will allow malware or other things onto your computer. So you do want to include an explanation, even a brief one, of what the site is about. Some people prefer to speak to groups rather than to send out their information by way of the computer. If you would prefer to speak to people face-to-face, you might want to try computer groups, local blindness affiliates, or senior citizen centers. Anywhere that blind or visually impaired people meet can be a great place to talk about Saratech. If you like, you may opt to hand out business cards. Just be sure to know your audience. If you are giving them out to people who work with those with visual impairments, standard print is often fine. If you are giving them to people who are blind or low vision, you may want to check into the possibility of having those cards brailled and put in large print. Another very easy way to get your information to people is by having a contact card. This is very easy, although it's not a concept that is familiar to some. This is actually very easy to do, especially once you get all you need to do is create a contact in your phone. This will work better in general with a smartphone, but if you are not using a smartphone, you can still certainly check and see if it has these capabilities. So you create a contact and you put in all the information that you want to share. You can include your name, your phone number, your email, pretty much anything. For example, my contact card includes my name, address, telephone number, and website. I don't include lots of alternate numbers or my mailing address because I don't feel that they are things that most people need to see. If you are setting up a contact, you could put your Serotech Ambassadors Club link in either the notes section or the place where it asks for your web page. Once you have entered all the information that you want to share, then all you need to do is save that contact. Then, when there's someone that you want to pass it along to, you only need to find the item labeled Share Contact. You can then enter the phone number where you want it to go, and that person will essentially receive your business card or your pertinent information on their phone. These are just ideas to get you started. If you have others, we'd love to hear about them. Please feel free to subscribe to the Serotech Ambassadors Club forum and share them with us. If you have any questions, you can contact Serotech by phone or email. You can use any number that you have for us or call 612-246-4818, or you can email info@serotech.com. Or you can find us on the Serotech Ambassadors Club forum. I'm Lisa Salinger. Thank you very much for listening.